Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Hey, ladies. So I've taken it upon myself to theme out our next holiday, which is St. Patty's, for our entire crew.
Have you ever received an email that starts out like this? I know I have. Bachelorette parties, reunions with college friends, the shindig for Marcy's big 3-0. The group emails that women exchange to plan events can be hilariously painful. With their unrealistic requests, fake enthusiasm, and deeply embarrassing email signatures, these messages beg for parody. Caroline Moss and Michelle Markowitz have been lovingly mocking these emails on the website The Toast since August 2013, collecting them in a series called Hey Ladies. On this episode of TLDR, the cast of Hey Ladies Live comes together for a reading of St. Patrick's Day Planning, featuring Michelle Markowitz as Allie, Caroline Moss as Katie, Taylor Lorenz as Ash, Molly Mulshine as Morgan, Chantel Strasburger as Nicole, Veronica D'Souza as Jen, and Brendan O'Connor as email signature. You'll hear all of the passive aggression, condescension, desperation, and friendship that go into organizing one night of shamrock belly shirts and green-tinted vomit. Now, to get back to that soup's important email.
I just realized, with the exception of Jen, all of us are single and, like, nowhere near getting married. But also, I mean, you never know. So why not use this time in our lives to go big and, like, literally never go home? The theme is mingling in March equals our St. Patty's. It'll be just like college again, except the guys we end up sleeping with may actually be able to afford to take us for brunch the next morning. Okay, I want to TBT this entire holiday, so that means partying like it's 2002. Please respond with places that we can go. XOXO Allie.
Hoboken, it's New Jersey, but there are cute meathead guys. XOXO Katie.
Murray Hill, no explanation needed. XO, Ash.
Hey, ladies, Morgan here. I vote for the Upper East Side. Younger dudes just out of college equals hot. XOXO, Morgan.
Williamsburg? I'm super into Bright Eyes lately. Nicole.
Also, ladies, reminder, acceptable outfits include anything green, shamrock stickers, body glitter, maybe Coach wristlets. Oh, I think it'll be so fun. You girls keep me so young, LOL. Also, did we want to talk about doing a weekend at Jen's husband's parents' beach house in Boca? Jen, is that still an option? Please let me know if you want me to text your in-laws. What are their names again? XOXO Allie.
I know who I am. And after all these years, there's a victory in that. True detective.
You are all so cute. So, normally Dave and Margie would L-O-V-E to have you ladies out to their place in Boca, but on Forge, they just closed it up for the winter renovation. From what I hear, it's a total disaster already. Apparently, importing the original beams from the pub in Margie's ancestral village in Ireland is a complete nightmare in terms of shipping. So stressful. But big news, deep breath, Brad and I are going to start trying to buy a condo. I'm really trying not to get my hopes up, but I'm just so ready. I can't wait until you girls are married and you'll have all the benefit of my experience. But for now, I am so super booked up with open houses and meeting with condo boards and designers. Obviously, it's so tough to find a Manhattan apartment with a kitchen big enough to fit all our KitchenAid mixers. Anyway, let me know the plans, but no promises, LOL. XOX, Jen.
Stop doing that, Andy the Bachelor.
I love St. Patty's. I vote for Upper East Side or Murray Hill. I could never date a guy who lives in Hoboken, LOL. My parents met on St. Patrick's Day. Or was it Purim? And I have a good feeling about this one. Nicole.
Irish guys are so adorbs. I love the accent and how they bottle their feelings inside. It's so cute. What if we wore wife beaters with green bras? I love shamrock shakes. love Morgan.
I don't have to listen to anything you have to say. Justin Bieber, his deposition.
Hi, ladies. Miss you girls like, whoa. Okay, I vote for a DAGE, which is noun for daytime rage. Should I text the Joshes? I think that we should all do Kiss Me, I'm Irish Tanks. It's so cute and it's really going to make us stand out. Sorry, I've been so crazed. So I've been thinking about applying to MBA programs and it's taken up like a lot of my time. So part of me is thinking about Wharton, like, hello, Ivanka went there. But then the other part of me is thinking that I should just apply to Vanderbilt so I can have that like Southern Sweet Home Alabama experience. Or maybe I should go to Princeton to meet my husband like that Wall Street Journal article recommended. It's so tough. In any case, I wouldn't leave until fall of 2016 at the earliest, so we could have a full year to do it up and wish me a bon voyage. But okay, same patties. I'm down for whatevs. I saw that Mike RSVP'd to some party on Facebook, so should we all show up to that one? It looked really fun. But then I also saw that he retweeted the Ellen selfie, so I'm kind of turned off by him too. Sad face. Besos, Ali.
I can't be a woman and a girlfriend and a gallerist and an electronic musician all at once. It's just too many things. Soojin, girls.
Hi, ladies. Do any of you subscribe to the WSJ? Just tried to read it, but was paywalled 1,000 question marks? Do they have, like, a coupon for a free week? ? Let me know. Nicole.
I love you, Nicole, but I've already given you my Netflix and my dad's HBO Go password, and so I feel like if I were to give you my Wall Street Journal subscription login, I'd really be enabling your life choices. Sorry. LYL, Katie.
Ooh, I love DJing. Reminds me of college. And then I can sober up and, like, have a productive Sunday. So adult. XO, Ash.
I still think we should try Hoboken to be more cultured. I don't think I've ever been to New Jersey, and St. Pete's is like their big holiday.
It's like how Times Square does New Year's, minus the adult diapers and being sober. Sincerely, Morgan.
Also, I don't think we should go to Mike's, but maybe that's just me, 1,000 question marks?
Can we agree on shirts / shamrock stickers sooner rather than later? Nicole.
Hi, ladies. Ugh, breaks my heart to say it, but I think I'm out of this one. Brad and I are going to my in-laws and to Home Goods. Smiley face. We got a zip car. Smiley face. Have so much fun. Ugh, when did I turn into such a married old hag? Ha! Love, Jen.
Ladies, I feel like we're not really acting like we even want to go out on St. Patrick's Day and/or hang out with each other. Is everyone okay? It's nearly spring, so no one can blame this on seasonal depression. Plus, we just moved the clocks forward. I don't want to feel snubbed. Is anyone mad at me? I just want to be mature about this. Katie.
Katie, I think this is such a great idea. We love you. I didn't write back right away because I got sucked into a vortex of Upworthy, lol. Okay, Hoboken would be so fun because adventure. Let's do it. Let's branch out and try something new. Does anyone know if there's a Brother Jimmy's in Hoboken? Logistics. There's either a bus from Port Authority leaving at 107, 112, or 118. Personally, I really think that we should take the 107, but just speak now, ladies, if another time works better. Everyone, please buy the Kiss Me, I'm Irish tank at Forever 21. It is the one with the black lettering, not silver. Please get the black lettering or this really won't work. The Forever 21 on 34th Street has literally 7 tanks left, so I strongly recommend that you stop by tonight. They close at 9 p.m. You're welcome. The tank is on the second floor, right next to the My Boyfriend Can Beat Up Your Boyfriend sweatshirts. Please text me after you bought the tank. Okay, I will have shamrock stickers. I bought them myself, so if you want, you can pay me back, but it's only like 75 cents per person, so you can just buy me a drink instead. XO, Allie.
I may not be the sharpest tool in the shed, but I'm pretty. Kristen, Real Housewives of NYC.
Allie, and ladies. LOL, Upworthy is so basic. Everyone on Twitter only tweets it ironically. But also, is there any reasoning behind black and not silver lettering? Seems goth. LMK quickly. I'm going to see if I can get to Forever 21 or, like, send a TaskRabbit. Katie.
I already have a Kiss Me I'm Irish t-shirt. Can I just cut it into a tank? I think I can find a how-to on YouTube. Nicole.
Hi, ladies. Just a very friendly FYI. You can kick me off these email chains because I'm married. JK. But as I said, won't be able to join because I'm going to Brad's parents' house and Home Goods. We got a zip car. Maybe I mentioned already? Anyway, have fun and no need to reply to let me know you got this, smiley face. XXOOXOXO, Jen.
Noted, Jen.
LOL, I said no need to reply, Katie.
OMG, Jen, yay. Have fun at Home Goods. Love, Morgan.
Wait, plan. Jen is off the chain. But if she has a zip car for that day, maybe she can drop us off in Hoboken before going to Long Island to Brad's parents and Home Goods. Maybe she can get one of those vans that the Duggars have, so she can, like, take all of us with no issue. Allie, can you call her? XO, Katie.
Wait, did anyone see that video of strangers kissing going around on Facebook? So cute. Love, Morgan.
LOL, Morgan. That was like a proven hoax.
Hi, ladies. That is such a great idea. Ooh, fun road trip. I'm going to tell Jen and the Hubs that they can just rent a 15-passenger van. She owes me because I cat sat for her once, and she literally said, I owe you. So let's all make a plan to meet at Jen's apartment at noon on Saturday. XOX, Ellie.
It's better to say sorry later than ask for permission first. Sheryl Sandberg, maybe.
OMG. Jenna's like our mom. Fun. Nicole.
Ladies, so St. Patty's was the most fun. Thanks for picking us up also, Jen, LOL. Uber Surge is, like, literally the worst thing that's ever happened to me, like, ever. Literally. Sorry if I drank too much. But when in Rome / Dublin, LOL, 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 LOL. Heart, Allie. P.S. Can you ladies please stop tagging me in photos from my right side?
Drunk, in love, Beyonce.
Huh, no prob. Honestly, it's the least I can do, smiley face. It was so like, well, I wouldn't say I was jealous that you guys were in Hoboken for St. P's and, like, living it up, because I am definitely glad that chapter of my life is over, but I will say you guys just make the best of everything. Honestly, I am so in awe of you. I got into bed next to Brad last night, and I was like, even though we're so boring, go to Home Goods, and are, like, old married people, I'm so happy that, like, we're boring together, and that's all that matters, because we're partners and we're fulfilled. And he agreed. Guess our St. P's days are behind us. Huh, I can live through you guys, though. Smiley face. Anyway, must pencil in a brunch or cocktail soon. XO, Jen.
Hey, ladies in the place, I'm calling out to you. It never was a city kid, true or ass to the world. More to me than you'll ever know. And I got more hits than Sarah Harrow. Tom Cushman, on top of the team. Women on TV with the help of Chuck Woolery. Words flowing out just like the Grand Canyon. And I'm always out looking for a female companion.
TLDR was hosted by me, Meredith Haggerty, and produced by Ethan Cheel. Our executive producer is Kat Rogers. Thanks to the whole Hey Ladies live cast. Caroline Moss, Michelle Markowitz, Molly Mulshine, Taylor Lorenz, Chantal Strasburger, Veronica D'Souza, Brendan O'Connor, and also Ali Vignano and Jesse Guy Ryan. If you enjoyed Hey Ladies, you can read more of it on The Toast. Breakmaster Cylinder wrote our theme. Our engineer is Jen Munson. If you like the show, please subscribe on iTunes and go to onthemedia.org to read the TLDR blog. I tweet at many, many words and TLDR. For now, I'm TLDR.